what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Monday edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. There's some exciting stuff to talk about in regards to high school sports. And joining us to make a big announcement and talk about what is in store for us here in the Castle Country, we have USU Eastern Men's Assistant Basketball Coach Curtis Condi. And Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy the conversation, I think, more off-air than on-air. I love the conversations on-air, but we have some great combos off the air as
That's
well.
True. That's true.
Coach, well, first, you're joining us today to talk about some really exciting news. And I think people who are high school sports enthusiasts in general are going to be very excited about the news that you're bringing. I know I am, being a media member. This is some great stuff.
Agreed. I think it's going to be great for the city of Price. It's going to be great for the area of southeastern Utah and your coverage area with us being able to do this. You know, the Utah High School Activities Association has changed how they're doing the state playoffs next year. Everybody makes it. So the first round games will be at home sites. Some people will get byes. But when you get to the second round, which used to be what was called the play-in games or so forth, those games for the last couple of years were either at Wasatch High School or at Orem High School. But for the 2019-2020 season, this upcoming season, they will be here in Price February 14th and 15th. And I can't say enough for the great work that Greg Dart did on our campus and Christian Olson, as well as over at Carbon High School with Principal Bean and all the things that he's done and getting that done. So for all the Emory Spartan fans and Carbon Dino fans, there's a chance that you won't have to drive that very far, you know, next year to see the 3A second round playoff games. The tournament, as far as what teams and all that and what games are played on Friday and Saturday, are yet to be determined. But I would think that, Coach Jeffs and Coach Butler are pretty happy they don't have to drive too far.
I would agree. And I think even on the flip side, Coach Tuttle and Coach Bianco, they're going to share that same sentiment. And Coach, I'll tell you, one of the reasons I'm so excited is because it's fresh, I think, in everyone's mind what just happened with the SWAC tournament being here just a couple of months ago, and it was phenomenal. I mean, really, we've traveled around location to location, be it Snow, CSI, North Idaho, Salt Lake. We've been to all these schools for the SWAC tournament, and it just seemed like the organization at this last one here in Price was just off the charts. And so that's part of the reason why I'm so excited about it, and I think people that were involved in that, especially media members, they would share that sentiment.
Well, we look forward to that. You know, Coach Madsen and Greg and Christian Olson, you know, with the SWAC tournament, we started working on that early. And again, with this, we'll start working on it earlier as well. You know, and Coach and Greg Dart and Christian did that, and then started working on that real early. And then Scott Madsen kind of picked up the plan and saw through it at the, you know, after he was named interim athletic director with that tournament. But now with this coming, you know, this is going to be a big deal. This is going to be big for the city of Price this is something that, you know, Greg allowed me to do with the help of Christian. And we started working on this in September. We met with a Superintendent Hatch and got his feelings on this. And then, I met with Principal Bean and then we started, you know, through him getting with the rest of the other principals and the principal at North San Pete, Nan Alt, she was great, and Principal Wulsterhume at South Summit, and they're all on board. And so we've got the three regions in 3A next year all situated on this. And I think it's going to be great for the fans, but more importantly, it's going to be great for the city of Price, the economic boom that it's going to be for that weekend, because you're looking anywhere from 8,000 to 9,000 people coming to the city of Price, because it's eight games on Friday, eight games on Saturday. So you know, the hotel rooms will probably be full, the restaurants will be full, and I hope the restaurant owners understand they might need to stay open a little bit later that weekend with everybody there. And hope, you know, and then, you know, gas is going to be bought.
Yeah.
You know, and people will be in the stores and all that. So I really hope the people of Price will embrace this in the area, because I think it's going to be a fantastic opportunity.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Curtis Condi of the USU Eastern men's basketball team, assistant coach within the program, who has brought will help bring the 3A high school opening, or second round, I guess we should say, the state tournament. As far as the advantage for Carbon and Emory on court, that's monumental. And I'll tell you the other thing, Coach, when I look at a team like Emory, and I'm going off a little bit more here about logistics, they play on a college court to begin with.
Right.
So not playing at Orem High School, not playing at USU Eastern, that's an advantage for Emory High School. That's one of the first things that popped into my mind.
Well, they get to sleep in their own bed. They're not getting up early in the morning. And they get to sleep in their own bed, and their fans get to drive, you know, not that far
35
away.
35 minutes, yeah, right.
Right. By the way, if there's problems with parking, you know, you can stay in my – you only have to pay $10 to stay in my driveway.
You can walk to the game, yeah.
But no, I mean, I think that, you know, in that, and every once in a while, we've got – I know a lot of kids from Carbon come to the BDAC and play pickup ball games there. But, you know, this is more – this is a great opportunity for our campus to showcase our campus to the 3A schools. And then with Christian Olsen, just so people understand that, on those 2 days, if you come to Utah State University Eastern as a student, doesn't matter if you're a basketball player, just if you're a student, the $50 application fee will be waived. And also, if you bring a sealed envelope, you know, with your college transcript from, you know, with the official seal and all that from your high school, scholarships will be awarded that day. And there'll be extra college tours as well. So, you know, for those that want to see the campus and all that. So this is our campus putting our best foot forward, you know, and trying to help not only our community, but the community of Price as well.
Well, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. And again, it's on a college campus.
Exactly. So now for those seniors that lose their last game, is not going to be at a high school gym.
Yeah.
It's going to be on a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be fun. We've got the facilities. We have a road game that day on the or that weekend, that Saturday, and I won't be going. I'll be staying just to make sure. And a lot of people that have come to our games know that we actually do have a credit card set up to where you can pay that way now. And so it won't be like just the cash box at the other events where they've had, you know, those games played, the round of 16.
I know that it's just beginning, right? Now we know it's coming, but now you got to add the logistics to it, right? And this is a year-long project. It really is.
Exactly, to make it look right. And we want to put our best foot forward to make it look right. So, you know, we're gonna do that. And, you know, we're going to have some games on Martin Luther King Day. One game in particular, you know, kind of to have as a test run is locally, is we've got, you know, Carbon High School is going to play the 2A state champions, Layton Christian Academy Eagles, on that day. So we're in talks trying to get a couple more in there. And that's something that's new to the state of Utah. These Utah high school coaches, oh my gosh, to try to get them to play a non-region game during region play is like pulling teeth. You know, they're kind of set in their ways. Unfortunately, they're a little behind the times, and in other states, on a Martin Luther King Day, because no one's missing school, usually set up people. You know, those are great venues for college coaches to go and watch kids play against the, you know, better teams in high school. Because AAU is one thing. AAU is not real basketball.
No, it's not.
It's not, you know, you're not doing a defensive assignments. You're not really game planning. You're not really running a whole lot of sets. You know, you run that. Although I will say the other night, you know, Damian Lillard ran my favorite AAU player or JUCO play. Take him at the end of the game. So,
back off. I'm going to step back 37-footer.
Step back 37-footer, yeah. This weekend, how many step back 37-footers are going to be shot in AAU tournaments this weekend?
A lot.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
You're going to see a lot of that now.
So, but... But no, so, you know, we're trying to get basketball and our campus out and about, you know, throughout the rest of the state. And I think that's being shown right now in recruiting, both on the men's and the women's side. So, you know, we're really looking forward to this.
Well, you bring up MLK Day, and I love that idea because for the lighthearted basketball fans, they really start getting into the NBA on MLK because you have basketball all day long. There's two dates for the lighthearted fans, right? Christmas Day and MLK.
Right.
And for the diehards, you look forward to those two days year-round because it is basketball all day. So to get the kids involved in that as well, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, we're just trying. We're trying, and luckily, you know, we have the support of our administration there with Greg Dart being able to, you know, better that up. You know, it's just like we're bringing a former NFL player down to our campus on June 8th to put on a clinic, one for all athletes and then one for, you know, the skill position players that carry the ball in football. And that's, you know, that's for all ages. But Jamal Willis, who played for the San Francisco 49ers and was also on the best team in the NFL, the Oakland Raiders, he's coming down and people will, you know, some people will know him from his time in Provo, but he's originally from the Las Vegas area, and then he went to Provo to play his 4 years. But then he'll be down here, you know, doing. He does that. That's what he does on the side. Is he trains kids and he's done very well. There's a lot of players from the University of Utah. There's a lot of players from BYU. And Snow College that play football that train with him, but then there's a lot of athletes from different sports that train with him as well, and he's willing to come down June 8th. We're going to do it on the fields there at USU Eastern, and so make sure you go to our website to get signed up for that as well. He's going to teach your kids things that they can do at home. It's not just a, you know, one-day thing and get tested. That has nothing to do with it. This is going to be a teaching thing to help, you know, you need your footwork and foot speed in any sport. And so he's going to be doing that in one session, and then he's going to be doing one for, the guys that carry the ball in football in another. And it's not just for the kids in Price. It's for the kids all over this your coverage area to come to Price that day. So they don't have to drive up to the Wasatch Front to do something like that. He's willing to come down here.
Well, Coach, there's a lot going on. I know it's very exciting. You guys are doing some terrific things at USU Eastern. I really appreciate you stopping in and giving us the great news, because that's what it is. It's great news.
Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting. I'm just happy for the city of Price and for our campus. And I can't say enough of what, you know, Greg Dart's trying to do to get our name out and about throughout the state.
Well, Coach, again, thank you for the time, and I know we'll be talking again real soon.
Sounds great.
We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to move over to talk Major League Baseball. Bill Lasky, former big league pitcher, will join us here on the show as soon as we return. Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, live from the Auto Farm Studios.